valuable.
I'm not a medical man.
Well, if you might.
Yeah. Oh, that was so. That was Daniel and Wilhelmina. Yeah.
New Nesty liquid concentrate.
If tea had been this delicious back then, you wouldn't have
known. How did I know what?
How'd you meet Papa?
Oh, how did I meet him?
Yeah.
Well, because he was my father.
Oh. No. No, your papa, my papa.
Well, my best girlfriend, Helen, that stood up for my wedding and that, she and her sisters and Papa's cousin, Roy, and that, they all were kind of a group, you know, and they'd get together and have a party at somebody's house because nobody had any money. It was Depression.
Huh.
So you weren't going to expensive nightclubs or anything. They'd have a party and somebody get a little keg of beer and that. So I met him through his cousin Roy.
Oh, okay.
And they were friends of Helen's brother. So that's how come I threw them.
Roy Giles, okay.
Yeah.
I remember that. I know that name in the list of things.
Yeah.
He was son of James, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he and Papa were real good friends always. His father was superintendent of the
school
township.
Right? Oh, James Giles was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then they named the school after
him. Yeah, I've been want to find that one of these days.
Anyway, Roy was the janitor for the one room school, and they were smoking the pencil sharpenings.
They're smoking
this? Yeah. Were they desperate, or they must have been bored, or desperate?
No, I just didn't know what to do with them. So.
Wait, who was doing that? Roy was?
Roy and Papa.
Oh, Brian, Papa. Oh, okay.
He's kind of a wild man, huh?
I never heard that one.
Another time, they had a big hefty school teacher, and she got wise to them. They were down in the ditch smoking, and she rang the bell early, and they all had to come scrambling out.
Smoke flying out of their ears.
Yeah.
Did your grandfather own a smoker?
Well, he gave up in the 40s or 50s, right?
Yeah. Sharon says she can never remember him smoking.
She's good.
And now the manager of the Peaches, former six-time National League home run champ, Jimmy.
How old was he?
Oh, let's see, I must have been about 16 or 17 because I got married when I was 18.
Really? You're a young bride.
Yeah.
And the Rockford Peaches.
You're almost twice as old as
I. The Rockford Peaches?
Was this supposed to be a true story?
Yeah, I think it is.
Ain't too many people here.
I'm nervous,
I ain't.